Well, hello guys, how are ya? And here is a risk map. Boy, it's a good game that was. Still is. But as you can see, I've circled a place. Now this is New Zealand. It has a population of just over 5 million. But unfortunately, it looks like it's gone woke. You must remember this Prime Minister of New Zealand. And the policies this Febmon brought in were absolutely devastating for New Zealand. And then one day she just up and quit. And now there's a male who's Prime Minister, but he's continuing on the policies. At least by the look of it. And the government has loads of Femons in it. And when you get these loads of Femons in any government and politics, you get wokeness. New Zealand was the one that had the first Femon captain, who just happened to be a lesbian as well, and she promptly sunk the $100 million boat. She was obviously a DEI hire, but the defence minister, who happens to be a Femon, tried to sweep it under the rug, until later it was found out that the Femon had left the autopilot on and couldn't steer the boat. But as a lot of Femons can't see the forest for the trees, they just double down. Anyway, New Zealand has just banned greyhound racing. And their virtual signaling excuse is, it's for the better for the dogs. Of course, reality is, greyhound racing brought in a good deal of money. And when you ban it, what are all these dogs going to do? It's obvious a lot of them will have to be put down. And if you see these greyhounds racing, and I have done, this is what they love to do, chase the hare. Of course, in reality, it's a terrible thing for the dogs to ban greyhound racing. It means that the greyhounds will probably disappear. But it sounds good on their virtual signaling platform, which is all what wokeness is about. Maybe you remember in the news there was a thing in the government where they were chanting, and it was all a little bit, well, weird. Wokeness has always failed, because it seems to be void of any real common sense. So I don't have much hope for New Zealand. And some of the wokeness has actually spread to Australia. Of course, these are just my thoughts. But let me know what you think, guys, as usual. I mean, if you disagree with me, I'll just delete your post. No, I won't. But you ever notice that where you see wokeness rear its ugly head, there seems to be an awful lot of Femons around it? Maybe that's just me. You take it easy, fellas.